Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yeah, yeah. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be far away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Hang a shine. gather near to us once more, once more. Through the years, we all will be together if the fates allow. Until then, we'll try to muddle through somehow. Oh, yeah. And have yourself a very Merry Christmas.
Welcome to Stirling Castle, and my father was born not too far from here. The castle dates back apparently to the 12th century, and there was lots of battles between the English kings and the Scots kings to own this piece of property. But there'll be no skirmishing tonight. We're going to have a good time, and I'd like now to go down memory lane and give you a song. So I'm going to loosen off my tie for this one. Give you a song from 1970-ish.
Settle down and write you a line. I've been meaning to phone you, but for me they are sold out. Yeah, it's been a very long time. You wear it well, a little old fashioned, but that's all right. Well, I suppose you're thinking, I bet he's thinking, he wouldn't get in touch with me. Yeah.
Welcome back to my Christmas special. I have to introduce you to this fabulous keyboard player over here. He's more than that. He's one of the world's greatest producers. Please put your hands together, and it's nice to see that suit again, David. David Foster! And now, a real treat coming on the stage, a true Scot. So, please, Nicola Benedetti coming on now, please. Thank you, Nicola. Lovely to have you here. You want to say something to everyone?
Good evening. Hope everyone's having a nice time.
Oh, that's great. We're going to do, or attempt to do, White Christmas. Nicola and David, just brilliant, brilliant.
bringing us to this incredibly special place. It is so, so beautiful. And for you, it really is gorgeous. And you have a real sort of family history here, don't you?
Well, it's the home of my father, not this actual Stirling Castle. he was born in Edinburgh, so that's where my little bit of Scottishness comes from.
And history says that Stuart Robert was actually the builder of this castle, so there is some...
Great, 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 great uncle.
Yes,
Robert.
In 1315 or something.
Do you remember your first Christmas together?
Oh, Penny, go ahead.
That's a long time ago. Well, I remember when I first met Rod, it was just before Christmas, and he was touring Earl's Court. And it was a Christmas party, and someone dared me to ask for his autograph, and that was our first sort of Christmas moment.
Took off.
And that's where it all began. Yeah. So, I mean, is Christmas sort of within your family? Is it a time when everyone gets together?
Well, we have Christmas 9 times out of 10 in England with our 2 little ones, don't we? And it's traditional, you know, do the Christmas tree. Dad has a glass of sherry and trips over and breaks his neck.
I think it's really nostalgic because I've got very fond memories as a kid growing up at Christmas. Yeah. So now we get to share those same memories with our children. So it's really lovely, and they get so excited. Alistair's just turned 7 and he still believes in Father Christmas.
I've got to do Father Christmas again this year.
No. Just for the villagers, darling, when we go to the carolling. Yes.
Well, actually, I have heard you make quite a good Father Christmas.
Yes,
have you been known to... And what about a typical Christmas day? I mean, are you sort of slopping around in your pyjamas all day, or do you like to get dressed up?
Oh, no, we dress up. We're very Downton Abbey.
Are you?
I've actually got the boys little matching red furry slippers, and I always, like, buy a new little outfit for them, you know, a little check shirt and things, because Dad likes to dress up. And, yeah, it's nice to make the effort on
nice to make
day.
The effort. And what about presents? Because he must be a nightmare to buy for. Because really? Well, I'll come to that in a minute, but let's start with you. I mean, you must be the man who has... everything. So where do you begin?
Well, I have to start literally on New Year's Eve in preparation for the following Christmas. But last year or the year before, we have a little lake in our house in Epping, so I bought him a little rowboat and called it Celtic Pride. And you know, you just have to try and be a bit creative, but it's difficult.
Penny has a unique way of getting me to buy her a Christmas present. She'll be walking past the jewellers. Oh, I happened to see this wonderful necklace today, and this will be in August. This will be in August.
Now, Rod actually said, "What would you like for Christmas?" I said, "I don't want anything, darling. I'm just, you know, I have everything I need."
Oh, that's true. Thank you for having us here.
Thanks, Ollie. Thank you so much.
Just
saw. I said, Santa, bring some joy to us. I mean, Santa, bring some love to us all. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy here. Welcome back to my Christmas special, very special. So I'm going to bring the guys up front. We're going to do, next year I have a brand new album coming out. So I've written 11 songs for it, which is a bit of a record for me. And there's a song on it that I've written about the early days when I started out. Just covers my life and what it was like to be a struggling musician. So let's go.
Your hair and your nose and your clothes. I said, thank you, Jimmy, man. I'll just move on down the road. I'm bored outside. Oh.
And I remember thinking,
you can't stop me now. The world is waiting. It's my turn to stand out in the crowd. You can't stop me now. The tide is turning. I'm gonna make you cry. Roughly it was tough, and I couldn't get enough of that rhythm and blues I craved. I was singing in the pubs, singing in the clubs. Then along came Maggie Mae. All the things you did to me and all the things I heard, I had a point to prove. I will climb this mountain with this God-given gift.
Thank you.
It's hard work, that Can't Stop Me Now. We've never played that one live. This is the first time ever. It's coming out next year.
We go straight into this song, and then there's going to be another surprise.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, please, from Australia, Kylie Minogue.
Big round of applause.
Doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. We finally kiss goodnight. How I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye.
But as long as you love me so.
To go, let it snow, snow, snow.
Let it snow, snow, snow.
Let it snow, snow. Let it snow. Kylie, it's cold outside.
Ooh, I like it cold.
I'm freezing, baby.
Keep me warm, right?
Oh, yeah. Cold, cold, cold outside.
Yeah!
Thank you. Are you going to Australia for Christmas?
I will be in Australia for New Year's, not for Christmas. I would like to say it's been such a pleasure to be, it's an honour to be singing with you. And you are my, you're the present under my Christmas tree this year.
Oh. As long as I'm not the fairy on top.
Could be, either way it's good, it works for me. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kylie. Could one big round of applause, please, for Kylie.
Do you have a sort of Christmas song that was sort of the soundtrack to your childhood?
Oh, well, not a Christmas song, but Auld Lang Syne was a big song in my house. You know?
Yes.
We used to have some really big parties when I was a little kid. You know, big, everybody, uncles and aunts and kilts and things. And Auld Lang Syne, we used to all sing at the end of the evening. I wasn't supposed to be downstairs while they were having the party, but I used to sneak down from bed.
And just watch them all.
Just watch them.
And then fall asleep on a pile of coats.
Yeah.
That used to be my thing.
We couldn't afford coats in our family. We were very, very poor.
What about you? Did you have a Christmas?
We were very wealthy.
You were? No.
I think, you know what? We had one record played through the house. It was Bing Crosby. And that, truly, the record played over and over and still to this day. When Irving Berlin wrote White Christmas, Bing Crosby said that he didn't think that Irving Berlin had written the greatest Christmas song ever. He thought he had written the greatest song ever.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There you go.
Now you have such a cute face. So I imagine when you... I know he does. You do too.
He does.
You do. But he has that like little boyish charm thing.
So that means fat in English.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. It means angelic and gorgeous.
Thank you.
Take the compliment.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm thinking when you were little, did you sing carols?
No,
did you go,
I worked, you know, like truly, I was 15 years old and I got my first paying jobs by singing in shopping malls. I sang
you?
Christmas songs, yeah.
And did you ever do carol singing, or was that not rock and roll enough for you?
I'm sure I did at school, but I can't remember doing it at that early age because I detested singing, absolutely hated
did
it.
Did you?
I was bullied at school by a teacher who made me get up and sing. I used to get physically ill getting up to sing in front of the class with a piano, and he kept making me do it.
But now you don't have any of that?
No.
You don't get nervous now at all, do you?
You know when I play hometowns, where it's be Glasgow, London, Los Angeles, you know, where the places where I, you know, I want to try and culture some respect, for want of a better word.
So would you be nervous tonight then, seeing as we're at Stirling Castle?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous tonight because it's sort of all on my shoulders. There's a big cock up, you know.
A nice man named Michael here, I don't know what his last name is, but he made me the most beautiful kilt.
Oh,
and I'm going to wear it. When I come back and play here, I'm going to wear it. And I found, too, that I have the legs of a small chicken.
Yeah, me too. That's why I don't wear it.
But he said the socks are really thick.
Thin.
Me too. I got the same
one. Look at the socks
legs
that are going on here.
Well, we know a sock when
are
we see
Christmas
one.
Are these Christmas socks? Did you get these last year?
Socks, didn't we? My buddies always say, are those your legs or you're riding a chicken?
Thank you so much. Happy Christmas.
Thanks. Holly, you're absolutely beautiful. You're sweet. And you're
really
the greatest interview I've ever had.
Right, I can die now because I'm happy.
Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me. Christmas, baby, sure did treat me nice. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. Now I feel like I'm in paradise. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, y'all. Got my music on the radio. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine, y'all. Got my music on the radio. Feel like I wanna kiss you, darling, underneath that mistletoe. Oh yeah, mistletoe. Sun came down the chimney about 4:30, y'all. Left out in present for my baby.
Sure. from Mr. Michael Bublé.
Hello, mate.
Hello. How are you?
Now, I'm going to ask you something.
Yeah.
Do you or do you not own a hockey team?
Yes, I do own a hockey team.
What's the name of that said hockey team?
They're called the Vancouver Giants.
And you know my son plays for...
He took our team out of the playoffs last year.
That's true. My son plays for the Saskatoon Chiefs.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's a really good player. So, you ready?
Okay. I'm so ready. You ready?
I slip back screaming, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman. We'll pretend it here's Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job while you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, yeah, winter wonderland.
Oh, yeah. Winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman.
In the meadow we can build a snowman.
And pretend that he's a circus
and
clown.
Pretend that he's a circus clown.
He'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kids knock him down. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening?
In the lane,
snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight.
We're walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh yeah, walking in a winter wonderland.
We're walking in a winter wonderland.
What a guy, what a guy. Michael Bublé.
Now, Rod, earlier when I was speaking to you and Penny, you were sort of giving us an idea of what Christmas life is like for you now. But I want to take you all back to childhood and to find out what it was like back then. So for you, growing up in North London, was Christmas very different to what it is now?
Well, we didn't have any money in those days. We had big parties, really, really big parties, as Stuart said. And, you know, the dancing used to go out into the street, and it was tremendous. We were a very close-knit clan, us Stuarts, and we used to enjoy Christmas.
Christmas has been very different. I mean, we always sort of have this image of white Christmas, but obviously nothing growing
like
up in Australia,
it.
Nothing like it.
Well, when I was really young, before we had a pool, because we didn't have much when we were a young family. So it would be like running under the sprinkler.
Right.
But then as we got older, it would be you'd have the barbecue and you had the turkey plus Australian things because it's, you know, 40 degrees.
Yeah.
So your kids are jumping in and out of the pool. And now it feels like people are even leaving the turkey a little bit behind and just going, it's summer, we can't deal with all that in the kitchen.
Sisters. Four kids wake up 5:30 in the morning, or as late as they get.
Santa's coming!
That's the wonderful part.
It is, and
really
we sit in our literally in our boxer shorts and our house coats, and we all sit and watch the kids just freak out and open their presents. That's what it's all about now.
And they go from one present to the next. Right, open that one. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I know they. Yeah. They truly
when
do.
When they've opened everything up, you find them playing with the wrappers.
Yeah, the wrappers are always the best. And then we used to like take the wrapping and try and fold it out to use it next year.
If you buy me like socks and
boxers. They are the best presents.
I use, it's the only thing I use.
Yeah.
Or like phone chargers or like a, there's that cool thing for the phone you can actually stick in and it charges it.
Yeah. Holly and I actually
got
a couple of presents each for you.
This, yours is behind your chair.
This is true.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
This is really?
Yeah.
Chair.
Can you grab it?
It's so shiny too.
You know, go for it. Open them, open them. It's Christmas. You don't have to wait.
Oh, that's beautiful.
See?
Oh, you've got Tommy.
Just what you always wanted.
Oh, look at that Tommy socks. Fantastic.
Oh, we said they're the best presents.
That is so great. Oh, this is great.
And we expect you to
girls.
Wear them tonight, don't we, Kylie?
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
This will go with the kilt.
Thank you so much for inviting us here to spend Christmas in this wonderful castle.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
And God bless us, everyone.
My son, my little 18-month-old, Aidan, he was being put to bed the other night and he heard Silent Night. And it wasn't being sung by me, but he immediately said, "Ah, oh, that's Daddy's song," which is great. You know, I knew it would completely floor you all. Anyway, this one's for little Aidan Stewart.
sleep in heavenly peace.
Silent night, holy night.
As a big thank you to the UK Theatre School of Glasgow.
Well, this one really takes me back to my childhood and especially my dad. So Merry Christmas to you all, and thanks for coming out, and a Happy New Year. God bless you all.
Stranger bringing the past back to haunt a young woman tomorrow night, the first in a new two-part drama, The Poison Tree, is at 9 o'clock.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.